This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Watching, waiting, ready. Coming to you live from an undisclosed broadcast location. Separating truth from misinformation. Literal or rhetorical. You can have it your way. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load.
This has been a day. A full day. And because it has been such a full day, the first 2 hours of today are going to be live, and the third hour tonight is going to be an encore play from when I had Lincoln Osiris and Kit Cope from Pipe Hitters Union and Spike's Tactical, respectively, on the show Friday of last week, just simply because I had so much fun with that interview. And if you didn't have a chance to hear it, well, you have another chance to hear it now. However, tonight, we're on a mission. So we're going to kick off on a mission. I want to take you back to after the Las Vegas shooting, when they were talking about bump stocks. When Speaker Ryan got out there and we said, we think the regulatory fix is the smartest, quickest fix, and I'd frankly like to know how it happened in the first place. He admitted at that time, I didn't even know what a bump stock was until this week, and I'm an avid sportsman. He added, fully automatic weapons have been banned for a long time. Apparently, this allows you to take a semi-automatic, turn it into a fully automatic, so clearly there's something we need to look into. This guy's the speaker. And now he's set to ban them in a way that places arbitrary decision-making in the hands of ATF. Or he was, anyway. This, by the way, all of this coming from the desk of David Kodrev. This is to get to a point which we'll get to in the next couple of segments. By doing what he did, Ryan managed to maintain the illusion of the pro-gun bona fides, and it left Congress unaccountable. And all of that began when the NRA gave Congress, along with the NSSF and SAMI, gave the Republicans the green light to proceed. Now, and this all being despite the fact that the Obama administration approved the sale of bump stocks on at least two occasions. But at that time, the NRA called on the ATF to immediately review whether those devices comply with federal law. And they believe that those devices designed to allow semi-automatic rifles to function like fully automatic rifles should be subject to additional regulations. Although they didn't actually do that. So, the NRA and some of these, you know, I've seen this out of the Second Amendment Foundation too. They're always convinced that they have to give up something. And they've been convinced of this since Newtown. Now, when this started, when all of these associations and organizations wanted to do this, Kodry and a few other people let them know that they would not scapegoat gun owners and walk away unreported. They were all subscribing to the observed, not found in nature, theory that you can throw a scrap of flesh to a pack of circling jackals, and they'll go away and leave you alone instead of deciding there's plenty more where that came from. So, enter former NRA President Marion Hammer. Now, there's a lot of someones out there today who would be destroyed over some of this if they're caught in violation of these new regulations. But according to Marion Hammer, the good law-abiding Americans wouldn't do that. She said this while refuting misinformation and distortion of fact. In her mind, NRA is not calling for a new regulation, simply correcting a prior ATF wink and nod oversight. And besides, it's the bump stock manufacturer's fault anyway for trying to game the system, just like all those workarounds to the assault weapon cosmetics the NRA had previously defended. Or will those thumbhole socks and the like be the next expendables? Back then, in her mind, the NRA directors questioning the preemptive surrender were doing so to elevate their own popularity. Despite the fact that that proclamation was made without consulting the board, members who question it are dissidents in her vernacular and Trojan horse members. So, within Marion Hammer's world now, within her world of the NRA, if you're not with her and that mindset, you're disloyal, you're a heretic, you're an NRA basher. And as for misinterpreting what the NRA said, how can you do that by providing a link to the statement and an exact quote remains unsaid? But then she goes completely off the rails. Like all good, honest, law-abiding Americans, the NRA obeys the law. NRA is called for enforcing existing law. So now we get to the big question. What if this all was happening at the time of the revolution? Would NRA's position have that, in the world of Marion Hammer now, would it have been to enforce existing intolerable acts? And if you engage in the time-honored American tradition of civil disobedience against the edicts that violate the supreme law of the land, you're neither good nor honest. So, the question becomes, who are the real lawbreakers here? And this isn't the first time this has been said. The position hasn't ever, you know, we've seen this from the NRA before. Bill, did what any honest law-abiding American would do. He turned in his SKS porter to the police. That's what NRA's Jenny Simone said about a gun confiscation in California 15 years ago when NRA's lawyer provided the escort service for the firearm surrender. So if Dianne Feinstein succeeded in making Mr. and Mrs. America turn him in all reality, hammering the NRA, would they consider refusal to do this dishonest and bad? A lot of us out there today probably fall short of Hammer's criteria for being called law-abiding. I carried a gun without a permit for a while. I did it because, well, I was in a job that was, you know, took me some places early in the morning that were sort of dangerous. But this is one of these things where you get out there and you look at the Oath Keepers. And you understand that this would, you know, and if you're looking at me, for example, because I've taken the oath, you know, you have to say to yourself, we're not going to obey these orders to disarm the American people. I'm not going to obey an order to disarm me. It's not just my birthright. It's my duty. As for the bump stocks not being a hill to die on, it's not about the bump stocks. It's about not surrendering and giving an enemy that has made no secret their ultimate goal of total disarmament a little bit of a beachhead. So my question becomes, at this point, why is Marion Hammer out there making these statements? Why was she out there then? Why was she saying that then? What is it's almost... Well, I'll tell you what, we're coming up in the next segment. We're going to talk about an article that came out today from Marion Hammer. And I've got a question. I don't think Marion Hammer is writing some of this stuff. You know, I found it was sort of pointed out to me, and I went and looked at it. And, wow, for somebody that's so disengaged as she is, she sounds really engaged. We'll find out in a minute when we get back. This is Lock and Load.
Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock, everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation. Crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado, DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology design is lethal art with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Tonight, this is Lock and Load. I remember when Marion Hammer was president of the NRA. This was back during the 90s. And, you know, here's the thing about the NRA board. The NRA board should be a constant, in my mind, should be a constant changing thing where it's all based on merit. And within the NRA board, it seems like there's certain players within the NRA that want to
maintain certain status quos, which I sort of understand that to a certain degree. I'm getting sort of tired of their vernacular. Before, I used to believe it, you know. And now that I look at some of the players that I actually know that are trying to get into the NRA board, well, now I have a few questions as to the way this is being put out there. Now, according to Marion Hammer, she wrote this article that got published in Ammo Land. She says that the NRA board elections provide opportunities for people with interests other than those of NRA to make moves to disrupt NRA, our mission, and our cause. Now, disruption is going to be largely in the eye of the beholder. But she decides to tell a story. And then she has a list of candidates that she thinks everybody should vote for when she probably knows none of them. I don't know, you know, according to my information, she hasn't been to a board meeting in 8 years. 8 years. So I want to know under what criteria she's out there, besides just being a member of the establishment status quo, where she's qualified to make any sort of a call. So, she states the obvious. The NRA Board of Directors has a specific role that is often misunderstood by people who seek positions on the board for their own personal glorification and benefit. Well, yeah. I saw that happen at the NRA meetup, so I know exactly what you're talking about. Now, anybody who's against the interior board, anybody who's against the status quo, according to Marion Hammer, these people are dissidents. Dissidents. Dissenters. See, she puts this statement out there. From time to time in the history of the NRA, activists, critics, and dissenters have sought to take control of NRA. Because I'm asking for your help, I thought you should know some of that history. So, here we have some of the history. Like the 1977 NRA annual meeting in Cincinnati. There, a group of gun rights activists stopped the NRA board from moving NRA headquarters away from Washington, D.C. to set up shop in Colorado Springs. That board's intent was to be near the U.S. Olympic Training Center where they could convert NRA to an organization devoted to shooting competition. The motive of the activist group was to make sure the NRA remained in Washington. 20 years later, in 1997, during her term as president, a group of dissidents and adversaries tried to take control of NRA. Their motives were not pure. What does that mean? Their motives were not pure. They wanted control of NRA's finances and jobs. Pretending to be strong gun rights advocates, they wanted to control NRA's money and they wanted to install themselves as NRA's top salaried employees. They had worked quietly for several years to infiltrate the board by electing their followers to the board. They did this through the petition process for getting on the ballot. Failing to meet the qualification and pass the scrutiny of the nomination process, they circulated petitions for signatures to get on the ballot. Nobody noticed or suspected they were planning to take over the NRA. The 1997 group of dissidents attempting to take control of the NRA during my presidency, hers, were financially motivated. Their clear intent was to take control of NRA's money and property, then liquidate the portfolio to cash and make it easy to convert NRA resources to their own purposes. Who are they? Madam President, that's the first thing I want to know. Give me some names. All this stuff you're saying right now, in the context in which you're putting it and the way you put it here, I know you don't have to prove anything. You're telling a story. And this may very well be true. I don't know. But if you're going to get out there, maybe you ought to say something about it. And give us some names so we can look back and actually check some records. Now, the NRA Finance Committee had quietly fallen under the control of these dissidents, and again, against the strenuous objections of the NRA treasurer, and without approval of the president as required by the bylaws, the NRA Finance Committee held an unauthorized committee meeting in late 1996. At that meeting, they began formulating plans to take control of NRA and to begin converting the NRA portfolio to cash. All they needed to implement their plan was control of the majority of the NRA board. Thinking they had majority control of the board, their plan was to remove Wayne LaPierre from the EVP and remove Marion Hammer as president and install their own followers and take control. And they made their move at the NRA winter board meeting in 1997 in January. In the
marathon meeting that began on 9 a.m. and did not end until 4 a.m. Sunday morning. They fought them off. As the president, she remained at the podium and refused to allow a recess for meals or breaks that would have allowed the dissidents to regroup. Food was brought in and we ate while we fought. For 19 straight hours, Wayne and I and a dedicated group of board members remained in that room and battled for the heart and soul of NRA. And we won that day. How? Once again, everything's really vague. I'm not disputing this happened. I don't know. Okay? But even if it did happen, she's not putting enough information out there. She's doing this whole thing. I'm telling you this, so trust me. Politicians have tried that for a long time. But now, for the current day. Right now, there's a group of agitators, she says, that have quietly worked their way onto the NRA board, and others are now actively trying to get elected on the NRA board. Some of these agitators, as she calls them, I know. And these people are unconventional, and they go out and do things without being under the NRA auspice, and they do effective things, and they do things that NRA does not do, will not do, doesn't sanction doing, although they don't mind taking credit for it when it succeeds. And so she's looking at some of the members that are on there, and she's saying they got to go. Now, as far as I know, Marion Hammer's just a member of the board, and she's allowed to like this, and to be like this and say I have my preferences and everything. My only problem is that she has got 25 names that she has put out at the very end of the process, and she's trying to effect a change in the direction of where the NRA board election might go. Some of these names that she has mentioned do not name people I know. Some of the people I know are serving on the board. Some of them want to serve on the board. Some of them are, interesting in and of themselves, but she doesn't know these people. She hasn't met any of these people because she doesn't go to any of the meetings. I noticed that I don't know if Alan West is up for re-election. I don't see any big names on here. I mean, there's a few. Norquist is on here, but, I mean, they're going to keep re-electing him whether he should be on there or not. This should be up to the NRA membership. It doesn't need any help from Marion Hammer. This is sort of this is an attempt at a snatch. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation, crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado. DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology designed as lethal art, with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771 or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
This is Lock and Load. This immigration reform bill that was presented to the president by, or as Pelosi puts it, the five white guys, was sort of looked at as a really unserious effort that favored the left. But at the same time, the media went nuts over the president allegedly saying, why do we have to take immigrants from these excrement depression countries? I'm not going to say what they said because this is radio. This isn't some cesspool. Turns out that he probably didn't say that. The media overreaction to the alleged comment reached the level of derangement. CNN, MSNBC, the others lost their minds. And it was all for show. If you look at the merits of immigration reform, it's clear that the president and the Republicans, if they fall in line, have the winning hand. The American people may be inclined to show mercy to children brought here from outside their own will. They're in school, if they've joined the service or otherwise are not a drain on the economy, they can be given consideration regarding citizenship. But the premise that their extended family, to include those who did break the law by entering this country illegally, is ludicrous. Illegal invaders, if they're not going to be detained and deported, they should at least get to the back of the line. The wall, summarily, is a no-brainer as well. You would not leave your front door open and allow just anybody to come into your home now, would you? If you want to come here, do it legally. Make the case for why you should be invited in. The RAISE Act is a good start. The Democrats, they get to own the entire predicament we have today. Our progressive tax system has created a two-tier, or as they would call it, a five-quintile system. The upper 50% of the income earners in America who pay taxes, the lower 50% of income earners who receive the lion's share of government safety net spending. Vast majority of those who've come here illegally receive far more net benefits than they contribute in the form of taxes. Our federal government and states and municipalities across America have debt that far exceeds their projected revenues. In California, it costs $20,000 a year to teach a student. And in Utah, for the same education, it's $6,700, nearly $14,000 less. Democrats have openly stated that they are importing immigrants for votes. Makes you wonder if they would be pro-immigrant, all other things being equal, if the immigrants voted Republican. Probably not. But having said that, Republicans, would really serve themselves well if they would learn how to... Republicans give up. Hi there, would you vote for me? No, get out. Okay. That's the Republican approach. It's not, can I at least tell you where I stand? Can I tell you what I see? They don't ever even ask that question. They just get out. And they say, well, it's not worth our time. We gotta spend our time wisely. Oh, golly gee. It's just too much. Having said that, they should do a better job educating legal immigrants and minorities on the merits of being a Republican versus a progressive system of government. And here in the United States, we've actually had more progress in the last 12 months than in the previous 8 years. But if you vote the way you voted in your country that you left, don't be surprised if it turns into an excrement depression like the one you left behind. Yeah. Bitcoin, the so-called cryptocurrency. Now understand this about cryptocurrencies. Cryptocurrencies aren't backed by anything. And that sounds horrible until you realize the dollar is not backed by anything. In 71, Nixon took us off the gold standard. And now the dollar is basically backed by OPEC, by Saudi Arabia. It is the currency of record to be used to trade oil. So that conversion of the dollar to a fiat currency was not entirely pure. And it's not exactly backed by the full faith and credit of the U.S. government. It's actually unofficially backed by the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia. And that is what has prevented the dollar from collapsing. Even though we have $100 trillion in debt, unfunded debt, legal liabilities, national debt. And if Saudi Arabia ever decides to change their mind, everything, the house of cards comes crashing down. Enter cryptocurrencies. Cryptocurrencies are called this because they're not regulated by anybody. They're not regulated by a bank. They're not regulated by a government. they don't have any jurisdiction to prosecute the counterfeiter. If there's a counterfeiter, it's basically virtual. There's no physical Bitcoin out there. they don't even have to answer to the Federal Reserve. But the Federal Reserve, the first thing we should do is get rid of the Federal Reserve. That's one thing. And it wouldn't be that difficult to do it. There are in place right now new systems that are more nimble and capable of dealing with a wild swing in the market without having to be bailed out at the expense of the taxpayer. And it's already operational and stable. Currencies could be based upon the same type of system that the cryptocurrencies are using, but stabilized with an internationally accepted algorithm of commodity market indices. So that means that we'd be backed. There would be different segments of currency backed by different things. I don't know how that would, work out to what the currency that you eventually ends up in the hands of, say, somebody that has nothing to do with that firsthand. But of all the economies in the world today, the U.S. is the most productive. China, as big as it is, only 12% of their land in China can be used for agriculture. They don't have any natural resources like oil or rare earth metal. So they have to import all of this stuff. What they do have is a very strong manufacturing base. But the Chinese yuan could never be the currency of choice. And if you don't have the productivity of raw material, having manufacturing without having the material to manufacture with to begin to, that's... Having those raw materials is the key to the economic prosperity. But money is a tool. It is a commodity used to exchange for other commodities. and it has no worth unless some sort of a worth is assigned to it. Now, as we exist in this moment, the value that's brought to the dollar is brought to the fact because OPEC uses it. Brought by the fact, excuse me. But unless we start looking at money for what it is, which is just an exchange, it is a vehicle for exchange. You can do more exchanging if you have more money, but you can also do different kinds of exchanging and maybe get the same amount if you're smart with your trades. The only difference between most other trades would be, you know, if you're talking about on a barter system, that really comes down to what kind of a dealer you are. But, you know, that currency thing. Did you know that it's never been about the full faith and credit of the United States, but it's been about Saudi Arabia and the oil exchange? Have you ever thought that? Did you know that was the way it was? Oh, boy. So, bear that in mind. Keep that in mind. Now, when we get back, I'm going to tell you how Trump was right, literally, when it comes to what he said about the holes of in the wall of various governments. And it's pretty funny, and it would be absolutely hilarious if it were not true, if it were just funny. The fact that it is real, it's almost sad in a way. It's very sad in a way. But all that when we get back. This is Lock and Load.
A no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. Now then, when the president, if he actually said this, when the president asked why the U.S. should accept immigrants from third world nations that he allegedly characterized as something holes, the left and even some of the neocons, well, they were just outraged, and they branded the president a bigot and a racist. But did anybody ask this question? What if Mr. Trump, our president, is right? Perhaps far more than his opponents would like to admit. Now, you don't have to take my word for it. Take the word of the leftist globalist United Nations, because they just celebrated their annual World Toilet Day and named their toilet heroes last November 19th. Here's a few little interesting stats for you, straight from the UN. Around 60% of the global population, 4.5 billion people, have either no toilet at home or one that doesn't safely manage a scrata. 862 million worldwide still practice basically doing it out in the open. Hey, you know what? I'm feeling the need to pass solid waste. What's this? I'm on a street? Big deal. 1.8 billion people use an unimproved source of drinking water with no protection against contamination from feces. Globally, 80% of the wastewater generated by society flows back into the ecosystem without being treated or reused. So that means in these places where they might have something, they're just routed straight out to the river. And it goes straight into the river. So let's not fish there. It's an ecosystem all by itself that has life in it. Let's just kill it at this point of the river. Only 39% of the global population, 2.9 billion people, use a safely managed sanitation service. That is, excreta safely disposed of in situ or created or treated off-site, excuse me. Now, if you were to take and combine safe water and good hygiene and improved sanitation, that could prevent, per year, 842,000 deaths each year. And we're always about saving one life, right? We could save 842,000 with toilets. You know, I have often said that, like somebody, I was asked the other day, What about martial law? Well, martial law is a it is a logistical impossibility. And when you want to know a example of where that couldn't work, when you go and invade a country, you are essentially imposing martial law. We invaded Afghanistan. 35,000 hardcore Taliban in a nation the size of Texas. We have put more boots on the ground. We have gone through I don't know how many generations of ground combat evolution. All kinds of vehicles have evolved from all of this, and we still couldn't put them down. And these are people that have never lived indoors, don't have a whole bunch of teeth, they've never seen a toilet. But with 60% of the world's population taking, I mean, can you imagine? I mean, when I was reading this, I was like, really? Wow, I'm in the minority here. Can you imagine not having that? Not having plumbing and sanitation and water for purification. Can you imagine dying because of drinking water and dying from it eventually because of the bacteria gathered in your body from the human waste that's in the water? And then we expect these people in these countries to come here and become a rocket scientist or a nuclear engineer. The concept of open defecation is apparently a very big problem in the third world, particularly in India, which, by the way, is one of the BRIC nations. You know, Brazil, Russia, India, China. In India, where most of your car warranty requests, you ever get one of those calls from somebody wanting to sell you a car warranty for your 2016 Chevrolet when you've never owned one? That's coming from, you know. They have open defecation in a lot of call centers there, too, which some people could say are one of the same. The leftist Washington Post, which excoriated Trump for his comments, reported on the Indian problem last fall. Now, what about the places that he cited? Africa, Haiti, and Norway. In Africa, according to the World Bank, open defecation is practiced by 55% of the population of Benin, 76% of the population of Eritrea, 42% of Liberia, and 44% of Madagascar, excuse me. In Niger, 71%. That's where four U.S. troops died recently. 19% of the population of Haiti still practices open defecation, down from 38% in 2000. Norway, 0%. So, in summation here, okay, President Trump was right. President Trump was right. Now, this isn't a race thing or anything like that. This is a thing. Look, if you're going to come over here to this country, the first thing we should at least expect you to do is assimilate to our way of life. It's our country. It's our way of life. If you want to come here, please partake of it. Be an American with us. If you don't expect too much in the way of accommodations if you come here trying to change everything and demand changing everything. You came from a hole. We're not going to let you turn the country into a hole. Thank you so much for that. The other thing to consider is, I mean, you know, that's just one aspect. That's just one aspect. Some of these countries, you know, like LGBTQ, is that what it is? I can never get the letters right. For that group, a lot of these countries in Africa, for example, are Islamic. Now, I don't know if they are as advanced as the Middle Eastern Islamic people. Well, they'll take the gay homosexual people and throw them off of the sixth-floor buildings. I don't know if they are that advanced. But there's that. I have a theory about the Pulse nightclub shooting because you had an Islamist shooting gay people, which was two protected classes, two of the leftist political, you know, ID political darlings out there. One was killing the other in a gun-free zone. the, looking at Hawaii, you realize that those people didn't know what to do when they had inbound traffic. These people at the Pulse nightclub did not know what to do when they had a gunman in play. So they sat and they waited till it was their turn to die. And there was nobody coming to help them. There was nobody coming in there to get him because there had been an armed guard there and he got past them. And then one of the ID politics, the identity politic that the left loves to play, one of them killed a bunch of the others. That's one of the reasons that went away so fast. It's very hard to spin that one when everything was exactly as they wanted it to be. Gun control failed. Protecting these classes of people failed. They don't need protection. I'm not going after them. Who's going after them? The righteous America would not allow people to kill other people simply because of what they are or what they practice. We wouldn't do that. Believe it or not, leftist. But, wow, the toilet heroes from the UN, no less. And here we have the leftists. And believe, hey, this is racism. This is practicing racism right here. The UN is racist. The left backs the UN. Do the math. I mean, you don't need too many slide rules for this one. Just do the math. You will see what I'm telling you. And you'll see that Mr. Trump was right. Hour number two is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is a leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
If you suck at me, we'll hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
You can do it if you try.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.